You're holding that Lamed Zayin number Aleph holding. Lamed Zayin. You're in the middle of the shaila about Rabbi Yehuda said a shita that a shavuya he held his mutter. He held the Jewish girl that was captured by the goyim. We don't have to be afraid the goyim live with her, and therefore she's still mutter lakuna. Now the Marissa Kashi, is that true? On top. The Sabri Rabbi Yehuda, the truth that Rabbi Yehuda holds the shita that Bikdushasa Kaima, that a girl that was captured by the goyim, we still say she's Kaddish, means that the goyim did not live with her, and therefore she's still mutter to get married to a Kayin? Is that true? Is that the view of the Shita? If you are Tanya, we learn like this. Hagiyoyres shenizgayro. If you have a girl that was first a goya, and then she became a Jew, she was nizgayro. So lochur is verosa dam. And she sees dam. Rashi says, boy bayoyim. As an older girl, could be a lady, she's nizgay, she became a Jew. And today, when she became a Jew, she saw dam. She saw dam that gave her a din tumas dam nida. Now the locher is a goy doesn't have any din tumas nida. If a goy sees dam, it's not called dam nida. Now the meaner is if she touches kachim, it's not mitzav, doesn't become tamei. But now that she's a Jew and she saw dam, she has tumas nida on her, so she's not allowed to touch kachim. So locher is we're also dam. She saw dam today, the day she became a Jew. Is Rabbi Yehuda roimer dayishosa? Rabbi Yehuda holds the locher is dayishosa means that she's only tamei from the time when she saw the dam right now. And let's say she was mezgaya 5 o'clock in the morning. Wait, 7 o'clock in the morning. And 6 o'clock in the afternoon she saw dam. So let's say she touched kachim before this, 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we don't say she was tamei then. Daya shosa means at the time when she found the dam, she's tamei from then on and not from before. Not like a regular Jewish girl. A regular Jewish girl, the locher is, like we soon see, that we say that matama mi'es li'es, that midrabbonim they have a din tumor on them from a 24-hour period before they saw the dam. So Rabbi Yehuda hold that by a giyurah they didn't make this gzera. Rabbi Yehuda why medai yeshosa. So Rashi says that loygozru bo tumas mi'es li'es letame tayre shenogabim. They didn't make this gzera by a giyurah. Mishas tfilo ad shas ria. That by a goy there's no tumas nida, therefore they didn't make the gzera. Now, by a Jewish girl, they say 24 hours before, we're afraid like a daytime before the dam came out of her makor, and therefore she really was tummy. But by a geyrus, we're not afraid of this because she wasn't a goy, she wasn't a Jew 24 hours ago. Let it just be from the time she is Mizgayer. We don't make that. Since we don't make the Ogzera, we don't make half of Ogzera. But the Kitz of Yudis says, Da Yeshosa, that she has a Dintum only from the time when she actually sees the Dam. Rabbi Yossi says, no. That Harehi Kachol Hanoshim. She has a loch like any other Jewish girl. Ometama Meyes Lies. That if she sees Dam now, Midrabbonin, she's tamei from Eis Leis, a 24-hour period from before, or else Mipkid Lepkida. Let's say she made a bedika, she checked herself 5 hours ago, and she didn't see any dam, so we know for sure she's not tamei before that. And now she sees dam now, so she's only tamei Mipkid Lepkida since the last time she checked herself, which is 5 hours ago. So the Kitz Rabbi Yossi says that a Giyuris has the same malach as a regular Bas Yisrael. Utsricha, another din is Utsricha lahamtim gimul chadoshim. That the Giyuris, when she becomes a Jew now, she has to wait, she can't get married for 3 months. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. In other words, we want to make sure to know that if she comes pregnant, we want to make sure the kid is a total Jew, and not that it was from a goy. So therefore we tell her for 3 months she can't get married. We want to check her out to make sure she's not pregnant. And then she gets married. But Torah's a Jew. Then we know for sure the kid is a good Jew. But otherwise we have to be afraid. Maybe the kid was from a goy. So Rashi says, Sri Chalamtin Gimma Chadoshim, Rashi says, Shloitinoste, she can't get married. Lahavchin, to tell the difference, Bein Zera HaNizra B'Gdusha, LeZera HaNizra Shlo B'Gdusha. Because we want to know, Klor, if she was pregnant from before when she was still a Shiksa from a goya. So then we want to know what type of kid she has. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita holds. She has to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi Mate Lieres Lenasa Miyad. Yossi says no. She's mutter to get married right away. Rashi says the come the first time. Let the Gemara explain why. If Yosef is not afraid of Avchon here, we say as soon as she's misguided, she becomes a Jew, she's allowed to get married right away. So what's the kasha? The kasha here is, you see according to Rabbi Yehuda that a Giyuris, a girl that before when she was a guy, we are afraid she had Znus. We are afraid maybe she's pregnant. Therefore we tell her when she becomes a Jew now, she has to wait 3 months before she can get married. We want to check out to make sure she's not pregnant. So you see, we are afraid that she had Znus. So how could you say when a Jewish girl was captured by the Goyim, they didn't have Znus with her? So Gemara says, Poshid Omalei. Giyoris Ashvuya Karamis. Are you asking the question? Our case before was a Shvuya. That means a Jewish girl that was captured by the Goyim. Over there, Rabbi Yehuda says we're not afraid the Goyim live with her. But over here, we're talking about a Giyoris, a regular Shiksa, a regular Goya. Of course, she had Znus before. So therefore, now that she is Mizgan, she becomes a Jew, we want to make sure that she's not pregnant. So the Mara Giyoris led me into Ranafsha. A Giyoris means before she was a Shiksa, she doesn't watch herself. So why do we have to be afraid she has Znus, and maybe she's pregnant? Ma'ashenken Shavuya, a Jewish girl that was captured by the Goyim, is Menant Mintara, Nafsha, she watches herself. So since she watches herself, we're not afraid that the Goyim live with her. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So therefore there's no steer on Rabbi Yehuda. A Jewish girl watches herself, we're not afraid the Goyim live with her. Ma'ashenken a Shiksa, Avada, she lived with men before. So by her we're afraid maybe she's pregnant. In fact, the Gemara says, "Barami Shvuya Shvuya." Well, after Kasha now, Shvuya and Shvuya. The Tanya will learn like this: Hagiyoris v'Hashvuya v'Hashivcha. Any one of these three girls, three ladies, Sheniftu, that they freed her. Now, the Jewish girl that was captured by the Goyim, and they freed her. V'Shenes Gairu, or else a Goya became a Jew, she became a Ger, or else V'Shenes Tachru, the Shivcha became freed now. Is the Yisera Sal Bnei's Gil Moshan of Yenechod, if they became freed after they were 3 years old, the locker is Tzrichos Lahamten Gimel Chadoshim Divrei Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda himself holds that she has to wait now 3 months before she gets married. So you see what? Even though a Jewish girl that was captured by the Goyim, Rav Yehuda is afraid that maybe the Goyim did live with her, and maybe she is pregnant. Therefore we say she has to wait 3 months. So to Kasha Rav Yehuda. Before we're saying Rav Yehuda says now Mishnah that a Shavuya, a Jewish girl that was captured, we're not afraid she lived with the Goyim. And here it says clearly she has to wait. So Rashi says, Tzrichas Lamtin, V'yafa Pisha Ktan Einim Esaberis, Gzera Ktan Wat Gdela. Even though here we're only talking about she's over three, but she's still a Ktana. So Rashi still made the same Gzera. Even though a Ktana can't become pregnant, so why does she have to wait 3 months? There's a Gzera Ktana Wat Gdela. Just like by Gedola, we tell them they have to wait 3 months. Who would then a Ketan also has to wait 3 months? Rabbi Yossi Matil Yeros L'Nosam Miyad. Yossi says no again. He's not afraid. They're not pregnant. They're allowed to get married right away. But our co-partner with the Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, though, that before Rabbi Yehuda said by Yeshuvuya, we're not afraid they'll be captured. That when they're captured by the Goyim, we're not afraid the Goyim will live with them. And over here it says we're afraid the Goyim, we say here that she has to wait 3 months when she gets to get married. Because maybe she's pregnant, maybe the Goyim did live with her. So Takasha. So Moses Ishtik, he kept quiet. He didn't answer. Omalei, he said back to him, Midi Shmila Chobaho, did you hear anything about this? Omalei, he answered back that Hochi Omer Rav Sheshis. This is what Rav Sheshis gave a teretz, Shero Shanivolo. Here that Rabbi Yehuda says a Jewish girl that was captured, when she's freed, that she has to wait 3 months, we're talking about where somebody saw where the Goyim lived with her, the Goyim had Znus with her. So if we know that a Goy had Znus with her, then we have to wait 3 months. But Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah talking about when nobody saw that a Goy had Znus with her. So then we're not afraid the Goyim lived with her. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Here that he says you have to wait 3 months is Sheruah Shenivula. Somebody saw clearly that she did have Znus with the Goyim. Therefore we're afraid maybe she's pregnant, she has to wait 3 months. Fred Gemari Hochi, if so, my time in the Rabbi Yossi. If we're talking about where we have Edom, like people saw that she lived with a Goy, so then why does Rabbi Yossi say she doesn't have to wait 3 months? What's Rabbi Yossi's swara then? The Chura should also be a swara of Havchana. That maybe she became pregnant from the Goy, so we have to know who the father is. Amar Rabba, Rabba said like this, Sofer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef yields, Isha Mizana Mishameshes Bemoich, Shloit Tisaber. Rabbi Yosef yields a svar on Isha, so it has nus, so she, what she does is, she puts a cotton there to wipe out the zera, to make sure she doesn't become pregnant. So Rashi learns, Mishameshes Bemoich, Rashi says, Noisenes Moich Li Achabila. After they have this nus, she puts cotton there, for whoever says zera, she takes out the zera. So the kids is she makes sure she doesn't become pregnant. That's Rabbi Yosi Svara. So this Ishi, even though we're afraid he has nus with the goyim, but still they're not pregnant, therefore they don't have to wait 3 months. So more stuff like this. Bishlei Megiyaris, that's a good Svara Giyaris, a girl that wants to become Jewish now. Kiva the Daita Legiyura, since she knows she wants to become a Jew, Mintu Anasha, she watches herself. And therefore Lu Yisui, she does have nus, she makes sure she doesn't become pregnant, she'll be Mashemeshes B'moich. Shvuya Nami, a girl, a Jewish girl that was captured by the Goyim, also the same thing. We're not afraid she became pregnant, because the Lo Yoda Heichit Mamtala, she doesn't know where she's going to end up. In other words, she's always hoping that maybe she'll be freed, a Jew will come into a Jewish hand, and they'll free her. So therefore, for sure, she doesn't want to come pregnant from the Goyim. Therefore, she also, even if the goyim has nus with her, right afterwards she'll be meshamshes b'moich. She'll make sure she doesn't become pregnant. So that's what Rabbi Yossi says. She can get married right away. We're not afraid that maybe she's pregnant. Shivcha Nami Shivcha also the shoma mepi mora that she was talking about a shivcha. She heard from a master that she's going to be freed. So we're talking about such a case that she heard from a master she's going to be freed. So also she makes sure she's not pregnant. She doesn't want to be pregnant now. She knows she's going to be freed soon. She'll become a regular like a Bas Yisrael. She'll be able to get married to a regular Ben Yisrael. So she watches herself not to become pregnant. So that's good. These three cases, why we don't have to wait 3 months. Elo Yotze B'Shein Vayin Michael Meima. What's going to be a Shivcha? Let's say her master punches her and knocks out her eye or knocks out her tooth. Now the Loch Rishi goes out freed. So here the master doesn't tell her about this before. And she never knew she was going to be freed. And all of a sudden, in 1 second, she becomes free. So in such a case here, why aren't we afraid? Maybe she has nus the last week. And maybe she's pregnant. How can Rabbi Yossi says, mashma any shivcha? Whenever she becomes freed, she's allowed to get married right away. We don't tell her to wait 3 months. How can such a case, what's the svara? Here she was not meshameshes b'moich before. Because she thought she was going to stay a shivcha. She didn't know she was going to go out. Shein vayin stam, if the master punches out her eye or her tooth, she goes out free. But the master doesn't tell her about this beforehand. The chitayim, maybe you want to tell me enichanami, that ko memelo lo yam rabbi yasi enichanami maybe. Maybe anytime it happens memelo, it happens by itself that she goes out free in a case like this, maybe then rabbi yasi holds, she does have to wait 3 months. Ko memelo, anytime she comes out free by itself, where we don't say a svara, she watched herself before, maybe then we are afraid that she's pregnant, that she has to wait 3 months. So Gemara says, not like that. There's a case even of an anusa, where a man was manus a girl, or mafuta talked her into it. To Mamela, it happened all of a sudden. For Tanya, still we learned, that anusa mafuta, in a case where a man was manus a girl, or talked her into it, having znus. Now, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet all over, that you always have to wait 3 months. Anytime she has nus, we're always afraid maybe she's pregnant because of that, and we tell her before she gets married again, she has to wait 3 months to make sure if we should tell her she's pregnant or not. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet. But Rabbi Yossi, Mata, Lieris, Lenosa, Miyad, again, Rabbi Yossi's sheet, she doesn't have to wait 3 months. So Huranusa is a case where a man's time was manus, forced the girl to live with her, so there she didn't know it, she didn't prepare herself. So in such a case, why don't you have to wait 3 months? Maybe she became pregnant from this bia. So my answer is, Elo Amar Rabba, Rabba sounds like this, a new svara, that Kesavah Rabbi Yosef, Yosef's svara is like this, Isha Mezana, anytime an Isha has nus, whether she's doing it willingly, or whether she's forced to do it, there's a svara Mishapechas. She automatically turns around. She turns herself around. Kadesh learned to saber in order she's not become pregnant. Like she knows she doesn't want to become pregnant. So true, she doesn't have a moich maybe prepared there. But even without a moich, even without a cotton dough, stand by yourself, she'll turn over to make like the zera to come out that she should not become pregnant. Rashi says, Mishapechas. שייצא הזרע ולא יוקט והאפילו במידי דממילא מוצלם עבד וכולו נוסס קיין. This could do on the moment. So any lady that has nus, even though she's forced, she'll do this also. For the Gemara of Idach, that's a good svara. Why does Reb Yehuda say we're afraid maybe she's pregnant? Teretz says Vidach, Reb Yehuda holds, Chayshinu and Shem aloy nesapcha yofi yofa. We have to be afraid. True, she wants to do this. She would like to do it. But we have to be afraid maybe she didn't do a good job. Maybe when she turned over, she didn't stop the zera from coming in. So we have to be afraid maybe she's pregnant. So if Reb Yehuda holds, any time the girl has nus, we have to be afraid maybe she's pregnant from that. We want to make sure to know who the father is, so we tell her she can't get married now to another man until she waits 3 months. And Rabbi Yossi's svar is, no, we're not afraid she's pregnant. Anytime she adds nus, it's nisapeches, and therefore she doesn't become pregnant. But then the Mishnah said, in a case where your man is your own daughter, since you chayiv misas bezdin, you're potter from paying kenas. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'lo yiyosan, onish yonish. That's the ptur of kom lebe rabminei. Anytime you kill somebody that you chayiv misa, we say you're potter from paying money. Because of kom lebe rabminei. You only have to pay money if you're not chayiv misa. So that's for the Mishnah also. In the case where your man is your own daughter, that you chayiv misas bezdin, you're potter from paying kenas. For the Gemara of Omohokin Afkud, you have to come on to this pasuk. Mehosam Nafkud, there's another pasuk for this. Pasuk says, Kedei Rishosoi. So we darshin mishum risha achasato mechayvoi viato mechayvi mishum shtei rishoyis. Mishum risha achas means even though you did something that you should deserve back two punishments. The pasuk says no, one punishment and that's all. Risha achas, you only chayv one punishment viato mechayvi mishum shtei rishoyis, and you don't get two punishments. So from that pasuk we know in a case where you have misa that you don't have to pay money. So why does the Mishnah say another pasuk of la'i osan? Have the Gemara now, we need both sukkim. Hatel Yechoda, one pasuk is b'misa mamin. One pasuk is in the case where there's misa and mamin. In other words, like I said in our Mishnah, in the case where your man is your own daughter, that you chayiv misa, then tak you need the pasuk of lo yosin to say that you potter for money. V'choda, though, another pasuk is b'malkis a mamin. The pasuk of Kedei Rishos is talking about malkis. It's telling in the case when you do a lav, that you get malkis for it, then you don't have to pay money. That's the Kiddush. Versus the Tzricha, we need these both Sukkim. The Yashmin and Misa Mamin, only from the Pasuk of Lo Yosan, of Misa and Mamin, I would tell you there, Mishum, the Ika Ibn Neshama. There is a terrible punishment you're getting. We're killing you. But since we're killing you, that's why we don't give you money. Since there's the Ibn Neshama, that's the Svar to say you don't have to pay money. Shrashi Yeshkan Einish Chomer, V'daya B'kak, it's enough for that. It's enough that we kill you, we don't make you pay money. Avo Malkus a Mammon. But the case was time you did a laugh. Let's say you live with your sister. There is only Malkus involved. The Lekki, but Neshama, we don't kill you. Maloy? Maybe then you don't have a Ptur of Kamloy. Maybe then we would give you Malkus and Mammon. Therefore, we need the second Pasuk of Kedei Rishasai. Ah, you so let it just say the second pasuk. V'yashmina malchus a moment. If it would have just said the second pasuk of Kedei Rishosoi, I would tell you maybe mishum de loicham yisurei. Maybe because she didn't do such a bad iser. The avera wasn't so bad. It's only an avera of a lav. But since she only did a lav, that's why we don't want to give you two punishments. That's why we'll only give you one malchus and not the money. Avo misa moment. Ticham yisurei. In the case where you killed somebody. For here, where your man is, you live with your own daughter, that's a terrible avera, you chayiv misa for that. Maybe since the avera is so strong, the Torah wants you to get two punishments. Maybe then we would say you have to pay money and then get killed. Hey, maloy, maybe you would not say kamlei tzricha. That's why I need these two psukim. Kitzur, enachnam, there are two different psukim. One is telling me in the case of misas bezdin that you don't get mamin, and another pasuk is when you get malchus, also you don't have to pay money. For the Gemara, though, the Rav Neya, we had before, to Yom, that his sheet there is, like your Mishalim, he holds all over when you do a Chai V'lavin, a Malkus, you do get Malkus and have to pay money. So you could have both of them. So if so, Tati Lomeli, according to him, why do we have to have two Psukim, Kedei Rishosai, and Lo Yosan, the Chur the Roni, for Mammon and Misa? So why do you have to have two Psukim? He holds by Malkus and Mammon, you do get both. So what do we need two Psukim for? Have the Gemara tell you like this. Chodah, one of them is b'misa mamin. One of them is true for misa mamin. That's lo yiyosan. That when you have misa, you don't have to pay money. What does Rav Meir do with the pasuk there? Rishosai v'chada v'miso malchus. That's the pasuk. When you get misa and malchus, not that you have to pay money, but you did a chet that you deserve to get killed for it, and you also over a lav at the same time, you get malchus for it. That's the shavu. Do you get both or not? O tzricha, I need both these tzukim. If I would just hear the Yashmin and Misa Mammon, I would tell you Mishum the Chodah the Gufa, the Chodah Mamayna, Layavdinen. You know why you potter when Bezdin kills you? You know why you don't have to pay money? To Svar, because there's two separate punishments. One's the punishment Begufa, for killing you, the Chodah Mamayna, another punishment with your money, so we don't give you two separate punishments. That's why, Layavdinen. Avo be misa malchus. In the case where there's malchus and misa, to ye divide the gufei, those punishments is in your guf, like we're killing you. So first we'll give you malchus, and then we're going to kill the person. Same, maybe I would say we should give him both, because I'll say a svarov misa richti. It's called like one long misa, like to give somebody malchus and misa. Maybe we would give them both, because malchus is like the beginning of killing him, and then misa is finishing it off. So maybe when he deserves two punishments of Misa and Malchus, we would give him both. You would give him both. So therefore I need a pasuk to tell me, you don't get two. You don't get Misa and Malchus. Now, the Yashmin and Misa Malchus, I would have just heard the case of Misa and Malchus. I would tell you, the Tarte Begufu Le'avdinan, I say it's for just the opposite. We don't give you two punishments to your body. That we don't do. Avo misa mamin, but misa mamin, the chode the gufa, the chode the mamina, one is in the guf and one is in his mamin. Ema neved bay. Maybe then I thought maybe you would give two punishments. I could say a svar just the opposite. If I would only have the pasuk of gedei rishosai, I would say then we don't give you two punishments, because we don't hit the body twice. We don't give you malchus then kill you. We only give you one. But maybe it's a question of first making you pay money, which has nothing to do with your body. And then we'll kill you. Maybe that we do. Maybe that we do. It's tricky. We need these two psukim to say we don't do them. That's why we need both psukim, k'dei rishosai and lo yiyosan, that both mis and maminat. And no one did mis and malchus. We don't give you both. Now the Gemara is, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says v'loy sichul kaifer lenefesh ratzeich, that while the person is supposed to be killed, he doesn't have to pay money. Loy sichul kaifer, we don't take money for him. The Rashi says, Mash Minami im Tagenu Laitan Shinu Mamin. For tomorrow, what do we need this possible? A sichel kaifel nefesh ratzeach lomeli. What do we have to have this pasuk for? That's also mashma. That in a case where what? Where you get killed, we don't make you pay money. For tomorrow, pshita, we had the psukim before already. That when there's misa, we don't make you get killed. We don't make you get paid money. The Yom Rachmona lomeli. So it's like this. The Yom Rachmona, the Torah saying like this. This is a new svara. This is a svara. Maybe a person would want to pay his way out and not to be killed. What's going to be in the case? The person did a chet. He deserves to be killed. So there's such a loch. He comes to Bez and says, I'll give you $1 million for tzedakah. Save my life. Maybe he could be paid through his life with money. That's the pasuk. No. When a person is supposed to be killed, there's no way to pay himself to be freed. That's what the pasuk means. Not that the pshat is that the habimino, you have to pay money. Avad, you don't have to pay money. When you have the chiv misa, we say komle. You don't have the chiv mamin when you have the chiv misa. But here the chiddush is, maybe you could free yourself by paying money. Kamashmala no, leisichul kofel nefesh aseach. A person that's supposed to be killed can't pay his way out. Right, another pasuk says, v'leisichul kofer lonos elir miklot. Elir miklot. Same thing. Lomeli. What do we need this pasuk for? Okay, saying a person mashma killed somebody b'shogeg, that a lochur is supposed to go to Golis, he has to go to the miklotoi. So the pasuk is saying, don't take money from him. So again, shiti, don't take money for him. What do I need the pasuk for? So the Yom Rachmona, the Torah says, the Torah telling us, letishke b'mayni minei v'tiftarei min Golis. Again, not that there's avmi to say it have to pay money. Havada misha shogeg we had before, you also say come live the rab minei. But the chiddush here is again, like we just had, that maybe a person that killed somebody b'shogeg. So he's supposed to go to Golis. Let's say he goes to Bezdin and tells Bezdin, listen, I don't want to go to Golis. Let me pay you better money and let me free myself. Kamashto, no, you can't do that. Torah says you have to go to Golis and you can't pay yourself by money. So the Gemara of Saul betray Kroll Omeli, what do I need these two psukim for? They're both saying the exact same chiddush. They're both telling me that when you mechuyev misa, you can't free yourself with money. And the Gemara enchanami, but chad b'shegeg v'chad b'meizid. One is talking about when you killed somebody b'shegeg, that you have to go to Golis and you can't pay yourself out. And the second, for other parts, for somebody, kill somebody b'meizid. I need both psukim. The Yashmin and Mezid, I would only hear the Svara by Mezid, I would say, Mishum the Chomri Surai. Because you kill somebody, but Mezid is such a bit Avera, they'll I tell you, you have to be killed, and you can't free yourself by paying money. Avu Shagid Le Chomri Surai. But maybe if you killed somebody, but Shagid, the Avera is not so strong. A Malai, maybe there you could pay yourself, free yourself with some money. You'll make up a Schum money, you'll pay Bez and give it Stoker, maybe you can free yourself. Kamash Mano, you can't free yourself from Golis. The Yashmin Neshoig, if I only have a plastic of a Shoig, I tell you, Mishum Deleki Ibn Neshama. Because you're not supposed to be killed. Maybe since your punishment is not so bad, you only have to go to Golis, therefore we'll say, listen, you're not being killed, so mainly you have to have this punishment, you have to go to Golis. We can't free you with money. Avo Mezid, but in the case where you kill somebody, be Mezid. Diiki Ibn Neshama. Here it's a question, should we give you your punishment of killing you? Or maybe we should let you free yourself by paying money. So maybe by paying money, since you're going to free yourself and not let yourself be killed, maybe it's Kedai Bezish, let yourself pay yourself not to be killed. In Zaymaloy, maybe you could pay yourself Tzricha. That's one of these two psukim, no. That a person killed somebody, or any Averia did, that Yechayiv Misa, Halachris Bezin kills you, and you can't free yourself with money. And who then, if you kill somebody, B'Shegeg, Halachris, you have to go to Golis, and you can't free yourself. You can't free yourself by with money. But then the pasuk says, that the oritz will not be clean from the dam that was spilled. Unless you kill the murderer, the case where somebody killed somebody was not going to be a kapara. Unless you kill the person that killed. For the Gemara Lomeli, like what do we need the pasuk for? Like Trita, if somebody killed somebody, he's chayiv misavad. We have to kill him. There's no way that he could free himself. So what do we need the pasuk for? The Rashi says the chayav minir is kiyim b'dam shoybchoy for loy b'pid yimamin, and not that you could free yourself with money. So the question is, what do we need this pasuk for? We had the pasuk before from loysikul kaifer that you can't pay yourself, you can't free yourself with money. So what do we need this pasuk kiyim b'dam shoybchoy? So Mura says, mi boiler l'katanya, we need it like this. We've learned, mi nayin, how do we know? Shim nis'arpoi egla. The case we have an egla rufa. In other words, in the case we have found somebody killed outside in the fields. And we say the city that's closer to this person, they have to bring an egla rufa. If we don't know who the murderer is. So they brought the egla rufa ready. V'yachakach nimso hirik. And later they found the person that killed him. Is Minayan, how do we know, Shane Poitrin Oisai, how do we know we don't free him? And here's a new Svara, that since they already brought the Egla Rufa, maybe since they brought the Egla Rufa, that should pat him for Misa. How do we know, no, that even though we brought it, if we find later the murderer, we have to kill him? Shanema, the Pasik says, V'lo'oris lo'yichupa l'dama sheshovchei boy, that no, we don't free him, ki'im b'dam shovchei. And whenever we find out who the murderer is, the din is he has to be killed. There's no way to free him. But then the pasuk says, "V'yata tivar adam anoki mekir b'cho." Again, we have to kill the person. There's lomeli. What do we need this pasuk for? Nachur again is talking about a case that somebody's supposed to be killed that he can't free himself. So Rashi, "V'yata tivar" means "Bosra reifaksiv." Like after you made the egla rufa, it says, "Now we'll be freed." Is what the pasuk for? Look at Tanya. How do we know? There's the pasuk for this. Look at Tanya. We learned. Minayin lamumsim b'sayif, shumin at saver. How do we know that the Mises Bezdin, when Bezdin's killed somebody with saif, somebody kills somebody with a sword, how do we know the pshat is he has to like chop off his head? We kill him in at saver from the neck. Talmud Loimer, we learn now from this pasuk here, it says, V'yata tevar hadam anokim mekir b'cho. Says here by Egla Arufa, now we clean the person. His hook shall call shayv chedom le'egla Arufa. We learn out all cases where you kill somebody that we have to kill you with a saif, with the sword, from the case of Egla Rufa. That ma la'alim min atzavar, just like by the Egla Rufa, when you take this egel, the way we kill it is, from the neck is av shoyv chedama min atzavar, the same place in the case where Bezdin has to give somebody a misa b'sayiv, the way Bezdin kills them is from the neck. So you're learning out from Egla Rufa, that's this post, because aviyata tevar hadam anaki mekirbecha. It's an extra post that said, like, you have to kill it. What do you mean? Like, they will learn out the same way we killed the Egla Rufa, that's the way we kill other people, that's mechuyiv a misa of sayiv. For the Gemara, if there's such a limud that we're learning out sayiv from Egla Rufa, if so, ima lahalam bekupitz, or memul orpoi, avkant bekupitz, or memul orif. Maybe just like with the eagle, where how you kill the eagle, you have to take a hatchet and you chop off its head from the back. So maybe when Bezdin kills somebody with Sayyid, Slav Dafka sword, but you have to take a big kupitz, a big hatchet, and also have to chop off his head from the back, not from the front. Maybe learn out completely the Misa of Sayyid from this Misa over here.